So we're continuing the Avat Chesed. The Chafetz Chaim had been discussing that people should not invest in expensive tombstones. They should just take a simple tombstone for the deceased. And the way to benefit them in the world to come, he will explain in a minute. He says, but don't think you don't need a tombstone altogether, because you do need. The soul of the deceased does need a tombstone, as our sages teach us in Talmud Shkalim. How could they benefit the soul of he who parted? They should take the remnant of the money and invest in buying a shas, a set of Talmud, and donate it to an academy. And they should write on those books that they are donated for the commemoration of the soul of their forefather, their father, or their relative who passed. Or they should make a set lending library, something that will continually do acts of kindness as something to commemorate the souls of he who passed. And in that, the soul benefits. Yes?
Is this a sake of tzedakah, or is it merely to memorize the one who passed?
Both.
But if it's tzedakah, then shouldn't you, is it the best way to do it, like, anonymously?
So he's talking about a gemach. He's not talking about tzedakah. He's talking about lending. He's saying set up a fund to lend people money. Because every time you give a loan, then they pay back the loan. Then you give a loan again. Every time you give a loan, it's a fulfillment of a biblical mitzvah. And that biblical mitzvah gets put onto their merits because you did it in their memory. So then their forefathers also get a merit. That, like it says in the work Yesh Nochalim, that the merits and the mitzvos that a son does after his father's passing is an atonement for the soul of the father, even though the son takes the initiative on his own. And the Shnei Luchot HaBrit, the Shla Kodosh, wrote, he said the following, not only does he save his father from the punishment of perdition, and he frees him from afflictions in the world to come, but he even brings him into the Garden of Eden. And he could elevate his father to the point where he enters the realm of the righteous. As the Holy Zohar writes in the end of Parshas Bechukotai, what we just read last week, Ben Yechabedav, it says in the verse, a son can honor his father, even though the father is deceased, the son is more obligated to honor him. Dichtiv kabedet avicha, as the verse says, honor your father. Because if the son goes in a way that's not fitting, undoubtedly he is deriding his father in his actions. And if the son goes in a path that's straight and good, and his actions are correct, undoubtedly he's honoring his father in this world when people see how the son behaves, and he's also honoring him in the world to come in front of the Creator. And then God has mercy on the father and sits him on a throne. This is what the Holy Zohar says. If the son has so much strength that he could even bring his father into the Garden of Eden, certainly the son could at least protect the father from the punishments of perdition and from suffering. Okay, we'll add the last line here. Umashkata b'sefer chasidim shen tefila tzedakah mo'elet k'shadam oseh b'shil adam rasha. And now which it says in the work, sefer chasidim, that if you want to pray and give charity on behalf of someone who passed away, who was wicked in his lifetime, that the Sefer Hasidim says that won't work. We have to say that the Sefer Hasidim meant if you're not a descendant of his, if you're just someone on the outside who wants to benefit him, that's not possible. But the son is like the foot of the father. He's like the extension of the father. The Shla says undoubtedly that does work, that the son can benefit his father in the world to come if he does mitzvot and Torah on his behalf. So he says, you want to benefit the souls of those who passed, get them a tombstone, that's important, but don't invest all the money in that. Take the remnant of the money and invest it in mitzvot, in their merit.